Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Coming to you here, of course, from Kansas City, Missouri, on this Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. Just after another hard workout, getting myself ready to rock and roll here in a couple months for another marathon. Meanwhile, the K-State men's basketball team getting ready to after the Big 12 tournament, get ready to pack them bags, baby, because, and this is with me not even listening to any other of our other family, K-State family podcast, right? So I haven't even listened to John Kurtz, Mason Vogt, and all the other close K-State media people. This is coming from straight from the wind, baby. You just beat this Arizona State team not long ago. Oh, by the way, yes, K-State men's basketball, yeah, eliminated them. Gave us a little hope, like I tweeted out, but all for not. There, as I got the feel from all the tweets I saw, anyways, from that game over the weekend, and K-State losing in Bram's Coliseum, 66-54 on Sunday afternoon in front of Arizona's, in front of a good, decent-sized crowd in Manhattan, in Bram's Coliseum in Manhattan, Kansas there. And this is the Arizona State team, let's face it, bottom of the league, playing out of your competition. And from what I heard, obviously, they didn't have Coleman Hawkins in this ball game. That's a huge loss. That's a big loss in itself. There, in inconsistencies of this basketball team, you get swept on the road, which you had all the momentum, but then seeing, and I'm not giving, not letting K-State miss basketball slide. I'm not saying that, but looking at BYU, Washington play Arizona Saturday night, so okay, all right, and I gave BYU props. I'm like, hey, these guys ain't got no damn basketball team. Sure enough, they embarrassed Kansas in that stretch there as well. And then, of course, Utah, sorry-ass Utah. You lose to them. In Utah, they didn't have no crowd over there. You still lost to them. So, and we'll get to Alex's tweets because he is viral yet again. We'll touch on that on the Podbean episodes there. Gotta go to Podbean app, Greer3, Eddie's podcast over there. It's been a week. I got hit with the cold again. So we're getting over that, but yet again, but hopefully it'll be last of that for now. But anyways, Podbean app, Greer3, Eddie's podcast. That is Greer3, Eddie's podcast over there. 12-point loss over there, and from what I have the vibes, we're good. I didn't say that there as well. Arizona State, you helped them snap a 6-game losing streak. All in all, yep. A week beforehand, you eliminate yourselves from maybe sticking in the NCAA tournament. And yes, yeah, you're not getting no NIT. That's not. We should be talking about, again, Jerome Tang, not everything else like that, the staff failing to make adjustments. That's the vibe that I got. Now, I didn't watch this game. I kept up with it via kcsports.com/watch app. Kept up with it there. And there hasn't been much to watch about anyways, other than, you know, this team giving us a lot of hope. in that case, funny to me, 6-game winning streak, off or not. So, yeah, I would have just, I hate to say this, but I would have just folded in the tank, get ready for next year, obviously. But, yeah, next year it's going to be huge. I can tell you this right now, for Jerome Tang and his staff. And I fully agree with what Alex said. And I'm not going to bring up his tweet right now, but this might be something I might have to discuss myself before having the man himself explain. Like usual. But yeah, there's gotta be, you gotta put some changes in there. Something's gotta happen. there. You can't be losing to a 3-12 Arizona State team there. I mean, look at Arizona State team. They're known for its football and all that. I'm going to say that put BYU Arizona State in the same blanket here. These guys, I mean, you can't state basketball. We have a great program. Or at least historical-wise anyways. Look, you're 13-14, 7-9 in the conference. Obviously, that's not going to get it done. And you had a freshman on the other side of the ball, Jaden Quintance, went off a little bit over the weekend, 18 points in that win for Arizona State. So there has been a lot of inconsistencies. And for a year where Jerome Tang kind of tested the free agent market, cause basketball-wise, you know, threaten, use the NIL to threaten or whatever he did. Look, and yes, I love Jerome Tang. Look, I didn't get me wrong. I'm not supposed to say here, but next year is a huge year. And like, I'm gonna put him in right. I'm gonna put Jerome Tang right there with Terry Fontenot, GM, Atlanta Falcons. You know, he's on the hot seat. Yeah, I'm gonna put you on the hot seat. And Jerome Tang, he's gonna enter next year in the hot seat. Yeah, you heard it here first, right here. Professor Backus. I'm probably not gonna be the only person saying that. Because look, now you're gonna miss the postseason completely. Fortunately, somehow, with the talent you had last, the team you had, the roster you had last year, you made an NIT. You ain't made no NIT with the NIT with this sorry ass record. 13-14, 7-9. This cold got me all squirrely the last couple of days. And I appreciate K-State Nation, you guys, for tuning in and hanging in with me throughout this cold stretch. Where it's me or this K-State men's basketball team as Arizona State led at half 34-28. And then, they kept the lead. They kept K-State at bay all day. Pretty much there. Quintance, 18 points, as I said, there on 8-11 shooting from the field in this basketball game here. Also a number of digits for Arizona State. Amir Ali, 11 points for him as well. Arizona State shot 46% from the field in this one. No Coleman Hawkins. The Coleman Hawkins-less Wildcats in this one, led by David Gasson. And I feel so bad for David. Came here, freshman. Is not, and I believe... I'm trying to think here. I think he's seen the NCAA tournament once. That's it. That's it for him. 20 points on a night. Big night. In 30 minutes of action for David Gasson. There as I move right past it. 8-13 shooting from the field over the weekend. 4-6 from the free throw line. 13 rebounds. Double-double. Overshadowed by this loss there. And the Cats, again, the reason why the Wildcats had that 16 win streak, obviously, because you had big play from pretty much everybody. And you had, and I mentioned this several postcasts ago, you had at least four Cats in double digits in those victories. These losses, and even here in Arizona State, you only got two. And the next one in double digits, CJ Jones, with 10 points in 27 minutes of action there as well. Doug McDaniel, not a sighting from him. Only 4 points from your point guard, 39 minutes of action. That's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it. Housen, 6. Even Castillo. David Castillo had 6 points in this game. Saw quite a bit of action today. Moby, 18 minutes of action. He only 2 points. Ugo, only 2 minutes of action. You need more. And to lose to a bottom feeder in the conference, you just beat this team and probably could have lost and probably even go back a step further than that. Probably should have lost. Well, almost lost on the road to them. So, I don't know, man. It's just frustrating sitting here, you know. we probably should not have bought into all that. But again, they gave us hope. We can sit here and say, yeah, they gave us some hope there. And yeah, K-State, ugly 33% shooting overall in this game from the field. Under 20% from three. That's ugly. That just stinks. Woo. That stinks really bad. 62% from the free throw line. Points in the paint, 34. Bench points, only 10. That's also not going to cut it. You need more. But it's late in the season anyway, so it feels like when it's cold and everything else like that, it's kind of a sour mood on this podcast. But, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to feel better as well. So this is probably 50-50 for me. Trying to feel better and adding to this mood here is K-State men's basketball team as they lose by 12 over third. These teams had over Arizona State. They have the same record overall, but in Arizona State, this was their fourth conference win of the season in late February. This is Pearl Poncher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer the third here. Hopefully, crossing his fingers, getting over this damn cold for the second time as in many weeks here. Bobby Hurley's team clearly outplayed Jerome Tang's team in this ball game here. There's really not much you can say there. No Coleman Hawkins here in this ball. I didn't even know about anything about it until after the fact. Like, what the hell is going on there? And then to find out later on, Coleman Hawkins did not play in this game. That kind of makes some sense. But still, got yourselves back into the mix to get the NCAA tournament. And somehow y'all wasted this effort. All right, I'll just throw it in the towel. Be honest, play these young guys, the Mobies of the world, Hugos, David Castillo, give him more playing experience. I said that for most of the year. Give David Castillo, you recruited this guy, Coach Tang, you recruited him. I don't care. Again, I said this on the Women's Podcast episode. They're going to go through your ups and downs. Development. That's what we're missing here. We're all about all these teams now about transfer portal. NIO. I understand it. This is the way it is. I get it. But I hate it at the same time. I hate it on the other side of the coin because you're not developing. And, hey, you're not going to make the postseason. Look, there's the Big 12 tournament here in a couple weeks. K-State's going to get in that. But unless they somehow get on that hot streak like they did in the middle of the season, they ain't going nowhere. Obviously, no NCAA tournament for the second straight year. And no NIT. You shouldn't get an NIT with a stupid-ass record. 13-14, get out of here with that. This is crucial offseason coming up. A lot of questions. I'm sure we'll talk about it between myself on this podcast, Alex Aiden on the Podbean app. There's going to be a lot of questions to be asked here. And Jerome Tang, doesn't make him, and he was in attendance last night for that Baylor game, women's basketball game we're talking about last night, which unfortunately, K-State women's basketball eliminated because of a loss there last night. But again, we'll get that on a separate episode. But a lot of questions gonna be answered, talked about between now and next fall. Long time, Jerome Tang better get it right. That's all I have to say. Say there because, missing the tournament. I don't remember, quite honestly, and I'm not going to pull anything from Jerome Tang. Maybe later on, because I'm kind of on my own episode here. But I can't remember the last time K-State men's basketball missed the NCAA tournament back to back years in a row. Maybe Bruce Weber. I don't know. I got to do research on that because it's been a minute. Because you didn't make it last year, and sure as hell ain't gonna make it this year. That's for sure. So, yeah, I know I caught some of the tweets between Alex and our friend of the podcast, Keelan Valentine, as well. Yeah, you have to make changes. There's no way around it. You just cannot stick around with the same staff. You have to make something's amiss. Obviously, we talked about the roster beginning of the year, the slow start that put him in a deep asshole there as well. So I just don't know, man. That's frustrating. Hey, we talk. Yes, it's college athletics. You don't have to tell me that. But, hey, when the record says it itself, you got to beat the bottom feeders of this league. It is my mind. That's just no excuse. 4-12. Well, they're 3-11. Bobby Hurley's team. And thankfully, we won the road game. Otherwise, we would have lost that one, too. Apparently, now, again, in the middle of that six-game winning streak, that K-State somehow, this team pulled out of their ass in the middle of the season. So, in this, well, I should say middle, in the second half of the season. So, a lot of questions. Just a lot of questions going this offseason. I know this is just a couple of games left. Iowa State is this weekend. And I better pull up their next opponent. I know either they have one more game left or two. Can't remember top of my head here. Let's find out for ourselves here. Well, it's bad podcasting. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Eddie Greer, after another loss at home by this K-State men's basketball team by 12 over Arizona State. Yeah, UCF, another bottom feeder there. They got to go on the road. Got to go to Orlando next to play UCF, 500 team, 4-11 in conference. That is a 6 p.m. tip, Central Time, the 7 Eastern Time, and that's the ESPN Plus game there as well. And it looks like March 2nd, they got Colorado. Yeah, they caught Colorado next. So these, again, with this team, nothing to give me. So we'll just see what happens about that, but yeah, a lot of questions to be answered. I know there's a couple games left, and of course you have K-State's at least one game in the Big 12 tournament. We'll just see what happens there. Another disappointing loss, and questions are going to be surrounding this program here, because you're going to miss 2 years consecutively of the NCAA tournament there after you lose. Well, they were already eliminated from that after the sweep, after getting swept by the Utah teams the week before that. So, you know, yeah, this is going to be a lot of soul searching for this team. But, hey, what can you do but try to get the next game? And, hey, we'll just have to see what Cardinal Fossil K-State men's basketball here tomorrow in Orlando. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Where my podcast is found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. Arizona State, 66. K-State, 54. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast continues. Chats.